The Precious Volume. The first edition of my most important work, Science and Health, containing the complete statement of Christian Science, the term employed by me to express the divine or spiritual science of mind healing, was published in 1875. When it was first printed, the critics took pleasure in saying, "This book is indeed wholly original, but it will never be read." The first edition numbered 1,000 copies. In September 1891, it had reached 62 editions. Those who formerly sneered at it as foolish and eccentric now declare Bishop Berkeley, David Hume, Ralph Waldo Emerson, or certain German philosophers to have been the originators of the science of mind healing, as therein stated. Even the scriptures gave no direct interpretation of the scientific basis for demonstrating the spiritual principle of healing until our Heavenly Father saw fit, through the key to the scriptures in Science and Health, to unlock this mystery of godliness. My reluctance to give the public, in my first edition of Science and Health, the chapter on animal magnetism and the divine purpose that this should be done, may have an interest for the reader and will be seen in the following circumstances. I had finished that edition as far as that chapter when the printer informed me that he could not go on with my work. I had already paid him $700, and yet he stopped my work. All efforts to persuade him to finish my book were in vain. After months had passed, I yielded to a constant conviction that I must insert in my last chapter a partial history of what I had already observed of mental malpractice. Accordingly, I set to work, contrary to my inclination, to fulfill this painful task, and finished my copy for the book. As it afterwards appeared, although I had not thought of such a result, my printer resumed his work at the same time, finished printing the copy he had on hand, and then started for Lynn to see me. The afternoon that he left Boston for Lynn, I started for Boston with my finished copy. We met at the Eastern Depot in Lynn and were both surprised, I to learn that he had printed all the copy on hand and had come to tell me he wanted more, he to find me en route for Boston to give him the closing chapter of my first edition of Science and Health. Not a word had passed between us, audibly or mentally, while this went on. I had grown disgusted with my printer and become silent. He had come to a standstill through motives and circumstances unknown to me. Science and Health is the textbook of Christian Science. Whosoever learns the letter of this book must also gain its spiritual significance in order to demonstrate Christian Science. When the demand for this book increased and people were healed simply by reading it, the copyright was infringed. I entered a suit at law, and my copyright was protected.